Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. India's market capitalization has surged to an 11-month peak driven by a strong rally in equities in September. Ravindra Sonvane reports that the combined value of all BSE-listed companies crossed 465 lakh crore rupees this month, a level last seen on 3rd October 2024. Since the start of September, investors have added nearly 20 lakh crore rupees in value, underscoring strong participation across segments. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology ordered the removal of over 3,000 apps on Google Play Store between April 29th and May 15th amid tension between India and Pakistan. iHixer reports that a significant number of these apps were of Pakistani origin, including VPN services, Islamic religious apps, streaming platforms, language tools, AI-powered generators, and utility applications. The US Federal Reserve's 25 basis point rate cut on September 17th is unlikely to trigger a rush of foreign portfolio investments into India. Lavisha Dird writes that high valuations coupled with single-digit earnings growth are keeping foreign investors underweight. In the startup space, Infra.Market has raised 730 crore rupees in a funding round led by Nikhil Kamath. Chandra R. Srikanth and Bhavya Dilipkumar report that the funding round valued the company at 24,600 crore rupees. Infra.Market plans to file its draft red herring prospectus with the market regulator within weeks. We have two interesting interviews today. On trade ties, economist Kaushik Basu told Adrija Chatterjee that closer India-China engagement is in the interest of both the nations, but should always be hedged with a plus-one strategy to avoid overdependence. On the markets, investor and Abacus asset manager founder Sunil Singhania told N. Mahalakshmi that India Inc. must shift its focus from margin protection to growth, adding that investors must share the blame for Indian companies' reluctance to sacrifice margins for growth. Check out why Singhania says he is staying clear of consumer staples, even as India's economic and consumption outlooks brighten. KKR's Asia Infrastructure Fund, one of the most active investors in India in this sector, is eyeing exits worth $600 to $700 million from three portfolio companies. Swaraj Singh Dhanjal reports that the American private equity fund is looking to monetize its investments in Vertis Infrastructure Trust, Hero Future Energies, and Leap India via IPOs. And finally, Gen Z is powering a travel rush with cultural and spiritual tourism this festive season. Mariam Faruqui reports that bus bookings are up 25% and flights 30% for Diwali and Dussehra. Kolkata's Durga Puja, Gujarat's Garba, and Mysore's Dussehra are top destinations, along with Varanasi and Hampi. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.